So part two, you're being stalked by the devil and his minions, you know. People who are taken captive at his will, you can even be stalked by so-called Christians who are not, who are still in the natural mindset, you know, carnal Christians. I saw somebody attack Joyce Myers, and I've attacked her because there's no women preachers, but I listened to what he was saying, and everything she said was right on. Well, that's sad, ain't it? What she said was true, but he said that's not right. And here, anyway, back to what I was. I'll tell you. If I remember, I'll tell you what she said. But you're being attacked. You're being attacked, and it's part of the program. And you might say, well, how do you know? Because Jesus was attacked. The devil is always trying to get a foothold in. He can't stop, to be honest with you. That's what he does. It's like Wile E. Coyote can't stop. Why does Wile E. Coyote keep going? Why does the narcissist keep going? Why does the psychopath keep going? Why does the Pharaoh keep going? Why does the sociopath keep doing the same pattern over and over? They get caught, but they can't stop. Why? They're stuck. They're stuck in a loop, the loop-de-loop. They're stuck in time. Their heart ain't right. So if a narcissist is a minion of the devil, and they are, anybody who's not self-aware is a minion of the devil. If you're letting music and the media and the system and the TV and the movies and Hollywood, if you're letting the system program you, you're a child of the system. You're a robot of the system. Andrew Tate says, well, you get free money. Well, you can get free money-wise, but you still can be a slave. It's not about free money-wise. It's about spiritually free, emotionally free, psychologically free. The whole thing should be moving towards wholeness and completeness and healthy and holy, set apart. And the sad part is, as you approach that, more and more people around you who you have to pretty much cut off because they're not moving towards that. That's the sad part. You would think, but everybody's on a different path. Eventually, if they're really saved, they will move towards it eventually because they can't not, because the Holy Spirit is like the air in the balloon. It has to rise to the top. The joint heirs have to rise to the top, because the Holy Spirit in them is their heir, their joint heirs. The heir in the vessel is the Holy Spirit, so you have to rise up. God scourges every son. If you don't rise up, God will scourge you. And this is why it's important to renew your mind and be aware of your inner man. But what Joyce Meyer say? She said, fear is rooted in lies. The only reason you live in fear is because you believe the lie. The devil creates fear. The opposite of fear is faith. Now, this legalistic preacher attacked her for that, and it's right on. If you really think about what fear is, it's based on lies. Now really think about what I'm saying. See, he can't hear her because he has no. He's just following a script, and he's getting a lot of hits on YouTube. Everybody likes when everybody likes to attack somebody, they get a lot of hits, you know. So let's say this. So God is your provider, sustainer. He makes a way of escape. He won't put more on you than you can bear. He's created this reality to build you up and to bring you back home And so he has a plan for your life. And the solution was there before the problem appeared, because the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So all problems have a solution. And so fear is based on the lie that God is not there. God is not omnipresent. God has don't have your back. So fear is just based on the fact that you're not walking by faith. You're walking by sight. And who controls that? Well, you know who controls it. The devil and his minions. They control the time. Everything stuck in time is a cycle. Adam and Eve dropped us down into time. Eve mainly. And that's why that's why they love events. They love going to an event because it's Eve. So the cycle of time, they're stuck in that cycle. And Wile E. Coyote, the flesh, the goat, the flesh creature, the stock market, everything down here is the snake, the sine wave, is just repeat. Like, I found a new restaurant I'm going to right now. And I'm going to go in here. And then the natural, I'm going to say, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. But after I go a few times, it'll probably get old and get mundane and routine, and I'll have to do a change up. Because that's the natural. It gets boring really fast. But while I'm here, I just saw a truck, and it says Invisicon. It looks like Invis Scion at first. So this will get old, because that's part of the natural realm. Things get old out here. It's a repeat. I'm at the restaurant, so I gotta cut it short. So the devil's stalking you to try to find your weakness and a door in, a portal in, to pull you back down into that repeat.